views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hello, this is Leroy Maloof. I'm filling in for Colette today. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief, using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and live on the airways and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and at transformationradio.fm. The energetic shifts are still accessible through the Higher Shift Network if you are listening later. It is my pleasure to share this life-transforming information and provide you with an opportunity to call in and delete energetic weaknesses or to shift challenges into possibilities. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in at 800-930-2819. We talked about stress-free holidays. And it's kind of interesting because I decided to go to Wikipedia and look up stress again. And of course, it's talking about how our body responds to stress. But then it also talks about psychological strain and pressure. We all know what that's about when we're under the gun or trying to get something done with a short time span. It also relates it to tension that we feel. And that kind of interestingly, and we've heard this before, that small amounts of stress can actually be helpful. For instance, when we need to adapt or shift what we're doing, and it kind of puts us on notice. Oftentimes, when we're feeling small amounts of stress, it kind of gets our body a little more tense, if you will, not negative tense, but just kind of we were getting ready to do something, and that usually sharpens our perception, and gets us to be a little more on target, on focus. We do have a caller, Catherine. Are you there?
Catherine from Minneapolis, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I
can.
Hi, Leroy. Thank you for taking my call. So you're talking about getting a lot done in a short period of time. That's perfect. I have a fantastic opportunity for some feng shui students to come and work with me on my house. But I have a lot of clutter, and so I'm so excited and stressed at the same time because I suddenly feel like a bit under the gun to get a lot cleared before they come. And so I just want to be productive. I don't want the stress to be, you know, causing migraines or any bad symptoms. I just want to be as efficient and productive and clear as I can be and get the most done so that I can maximize this opportunity.
When I tune into your energy, I get that there's some ways you're buying into degeneration and aging. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Do you mind if I ask you how old you are?
Yes, I'm 53.
Oh, well, I see you just passed the big 50. It's funny how people at the decades, we tend to get weak when another decade goes by. Our energy goes weak because it's, you know, all the beliefs about degeneration and aging. So let's do this. Let's see how many beliefs you have about degeneration and aging and how many ways it's affected you. It feels like about 3,000. We're going to take every one of those and every way they've affected you. And we're just going to hit the delete key on your brain computer. We want to just delete those off your hard drive. What are you noticing?
Energy moving, especially in my head and throat. And I can see some light with my third eye.
Yeah. I'm also sensing now you're getting better energy throughout your body. Excuse me. It's feeling like it's going all the way down to your feet. Do you notice that?
I feel some movement in the feet. I can't feel it necessarily moving from the head to the feet.
Uh-huh. Okay. We're also going to see how many different ways you've bought into what your should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. We get these things started when we're really young. Let's see how many ways you've bought into those. About 2,100. Let's also see how many warnings you've bought into. You know all the warnings we hear? Don't eat this, don't do that, don't overstress yourself, all that stuff. Let's see how many warnings you've bought into. About 1,100. Okay, so we're going to take every one of the warnings, every one of the shoulds and shouldn'ts, must and musts, do's and don'ts, can and can'ts. We're just going to delete all those off your hard drive as well. Do you notice anything now?
It's like some tension in my head, and I feel it mostly on the right side of the forehead.
Okay, and what's the tension level on a scale of 10?
Maybe it's up to an 8 now.
About 8. Was it 10 before?
I was actually feeling like I could be getting a migraine before I placed this call. I think I worked so hard yesterday clearing so much clutter. I think I overdid it. And my body generally doesn't like when I do that.
Right. Yeah.
But it gets stronger after you just did this last clearing. The tension got stronger.
Yeah. One of the things that happens too when we overstress ourselves is that we can get a reaction inside of our body that produces toxicities. And so we're going to take any toxicity that's been created in your body. We're going to deprogram all that. We're going to break it all down into its sub-quantum particles and quickly clear it out of your body. You know, our body, our cardiovascular system, as the blood is circulating, it picks up toxicities in a fluid, and that fluid goes to our system and down out through our colon and our urinary tract. So let's just clear all the toxicities out of your body right now.
Thank you.
And what are you noticing now?
Just more energy moving in my head and still more tension in my head.
Mm-hmm. Do you notice a little better energy into your hands now?
My hands feel good. Well, the left hand feels good. The right hand has tension.
Uh-huh. See, it's kind of interesting because our symptoms have intelligence. They're trying to tell us what to do. And when we are feeling too much stress in our hands, if you think of hands handling things, about handling things in your life, it feels that your energy is a little weak. Do you feel like you're not handling everything in your life well enough?
Yes.
See, that's what causes a little less energy in the hand. So let's get you neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if you keep feeling like you're not handling things in your life well enough?
I mean, I could just probably be depressed and give up, and you know, things would just get worse and worse.
And what's worse than that?
I mean, just what's worse than that is just continuing to suffer until I die.
Oh, well, let's keep you suffering and not dying, so that the worst would be you just kind of become totally incapacitated, right? Just a lump.
Okay.
Let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, relief, mm-hmm. whatever, to get you neutral to that. Neutral to just being a lump, a vegetable. Now, to really get to neutral, we have to get neutral to the best as well, because we set up expectations, and if they're not met and we react, that's also weakening our energy. So what's the best thing that can happen if you're not getting overstressed?
I could just be peaceful and joyful, and I could just attract a whole team of people that would come in and do all these projects and clearing for me and really easily.
Okay. You're not neutral that either. See, it's important to get neutral to the best, because as I say, if we react when it doesn't happen, that's, again, weakening our energy. So we're going to get you neutral to that. And we're coming up to a break. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. I am Leroy Maloof. I'm filling in for Colette Stephan. You can call in to 800-930-2819. We'll make some shift happen. We'll be back after the break.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
We are back on The Truth is Funny. I'm Leroy Maloof. I'm filling in for Colette today. My contact information is, my email is Leroy at EWBPaul.com. That's first initials for Energetic Well-Being Process. The website, of course, is EWBP.com. And my phone number is 508-375-6452. And we were working with Catherine. Are you still there, Catherine?
Yes.
What are you noticing now?
So there's still some tension. It's by the right eyebrow. And then now there's some tension on the lower back on the right side, like kind of next to the spine.
Okay, let's see. And it feels like, it's about a 3 or 4 out of 10 is what I'm getting. Is that about right?
For the back. The head, probably I would put it at least a 4 or 5.
Okay. So, again, let's get you neutral to always being too tense. And the worst things keep happening. And neutral to never be too tense. And in fact, what tension you do feel helps you to feel what you were talking about, the peace, the joy, the team gets together, everything, it gets productive. And what are you noticing now?
so now there's some energy at the front of my throat and just a slight bit of nausea.
Nausea.
Definitely is energy moving.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what it sounds like is that there's about 3 or 4 things that you're sick of doing. Is that true?
Yes, definitely.
See, it's interesting how the symptoms actually are telling us what to work on. The nausea, what is that about? Well, you're sick of doing something. Again, let's get to neutral. What's the worst thing that can happen if you keep being sick of doing things?
Boy, I guess my life would be feel meaningless. Because I'd feel like I'd be stuck just like a gerbil on a wheel or something, like that movie Groundhog Day, where you just keep doing the same things day after day and you're stuck and you can't get out of it.
Oh, that was a good image for you. There you are, stuck on the wheel. Let's get you neutral. Always stuck on the wheel, things become just meaningless and you're just going round and round. So clear a few hundred quadrillion layers of upset, reaction, thinking about it, worrying about it. Let's just get rid of all that. And again, what's the best thing if you're not sick of doing things?
Then I could find the activities like that would be the most fulfilling, and I could be, you know, fulfilling my life purpose, just, you know, making the most of my life and my abilities.
Well, let's get you neutral to that. Okay, well, thank you for coming on and for sharing and for giving us an opportunity to do some clearing work.
Thank you for taking my call and working on me, Leroy. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. And I want to, again, explain a bit about clearing. What do we mean by clearing? It's an energy work. And what we want to do is to clear away root causes that are causing us to have symptoms. Now, most of the time, particularly if we haven't examined what's going on, we don't really know how to find what the root causes are. This isn't something that we normally go to school about. And I keep on reinforcing that often our body is trying to tell us, like I had a lady say, I was in a car accident 19 years ago. I got whiplash. I've had neck pain ever since. Gets better, gets worse, never goes away. And so I said to her, well, it feels like there's about 7 things in your life that are a big pain in the neck. And she said, oh yeah, there's this about my job, my husband, et cetera, et cetera. And we cleared that away. We'll talk more about that. But in the meantime, Mark is on the phone. Hello, Mark. Mark, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, on your mark, get set, go. What's going on, Mark?
I wanted to see, could I sense some energy around my mother? She just started suffering from glaucoma, and she's been complaining of low energy levels, but the doctors can't find anything. So I want to know, could you probably assist her with any type of energy?
Okay. All right, I want to explain another thing about energy work, and then I will relate that to her. I'm 86 years old now, and one of the things I do every day is to briefly touch the top of my head and then feel the base of my spine and back, and I get my energy to 100% every day. And it's something I urge, you know, it's like so fundamental. You see, we human beings, biggest paradox about us is we don't support what we say we want. We don't let go what we say we don't want. And so we end up being only strong to about 20% of our life. Contrasted, by the way, when being strong about 95% when we're age 5. So when I check, for example, your mother's central core, it's only about 15%. So let's first of all focus on the top of her head and right straight up and down through the middle of her body. How old is she, by the way?
She's 75 or 76. I think 75.
Okay. So let's focus on her midline. We want to get her strong. We got her up to 40. Let me see, where in her body is the biggest weakness? It is, again, the lower spine. So imagine, in fact, why don't everybody on the call do this as well? Reach back, rub up and down the base of your spine 4, 5, 6 times. Feels good anyway.
Okay.
Okay, we've got your mom up to about 80%. Okay, and let's see what her energy level now is. Not very high. So, and she's got some toxicity. So again, we're going to break down all the toxicities in her body and again, quickly eliminate them from her system. And we want to rejuvenate every cell in her body. And we want to rejuvenate her lymph system and the connection to her cardiovascular system and to her elimination systems. So everything works more easily. Let's see. Feels like her energy is up now, up to 100%.
Okay.
Is she around? Is she close? There?
Well, can you ask? She's downstairs on the phone. She's on the phone downstairs.
Okay. So Can we ask her, what are you noticing now?
Yes, I would love to, but she's not, you know, she's not receptive to this kind of energy work. She's, you know, she's a Christian, so she wouldn't entertain it.
Well, by the way, I'm Christian also, in fact, one of my favorite sayings, Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." And that's exactly what happens when our symptoms are talking to us. Like when people have neck pain, like I mentioned, you know, it's a pain in the neck. So that's the truth. And when we find that, that's the way things clear away. That's the way we clear the root causes and get stronger to our own life.
Well, thank you, Leroy. I definitely appreciate that. I definitely will be monitoring her, and I will send you an email if I see some differences in her symptoms.
And, okay. Yeah, great. I'd like to hear it.
Thank you.
I'd like to hear how she's doing.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And again, let's talk a little bit about clearing. We actually have created protocols that guide us on how to go about clearing. And as I said, it starts with getting your energy strong every day. And then the way we find where the root causes are is there's a question we keep repeating. And that question is, where in this client's universe are the weakest root causes that are causing the symptoms? And we follow the protocols. And as I say, oftentimes the symptoms are telling us, but if not, we can find where in the protocols the weakest root causes are. And we find them, and again, we clear them away. Now, we're about to take a break again. And I want to say again, you're listening to The Truth is Funny. This is normally Colette speaking, and she's got much better hair than I do, by the way. And so I'm filling in for her. If you go to Colette's contact information, she has call to dance live events and float your boat teleshifting events. She's got her book, The Truth is Funny. And you can see that at funny.com. She also collects cards and paintings and so on. And that's at thevector.com and also upgrade.com. So there's a number of different ways you can find what Colette is offering. We'll be right back to take your calls. Again, the number to call in is 800-930-2819. Let's make some more shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Leroy Maloof. I'm filling in for Colette today. We've been talking with a couple of people already and clearing some things. We have someone else on the call, but before we go, I want to talk about reinforcing the clearings we're doing. And one way of doing that, for example, is by repeating already healed, already done. You see, if you think of a pain you've had, and a memory of it or a slight pain comes up, you just kind of repeat, already healed, already done. And on my website, ewbp.com, I list six ways of kind of reinforcing your thinking and shifting to deal with the issues that we have and to clear them away and keep them cleared away. And we have Barb. Hello, Barb. She's from Canada.
Hi, Leroy. Good morning. I have a request for my mother.
Okay.
She stays in bed until about noon. She's always cold, and it seems that her spirit is very low. She just doesn't have a desire for anything right now, like to do anything.
How old is she, Barb?
She's 84.
84. Well, tell her I'm 86 and yes. It's easy to keep your energy.
My dad's 85 too. Yeah, that's great. They've been married 63 years, so I know you're one up on them.
sorry. Thanks for the laugh. So let's check your mother's central core. Oh, it's way down, practically non-existent.
Yes.
Okay, so we want to again focus from the top of her head down to the base of her spine and focus on getting a strong central core. And let me just check and see what else is causing her to be so low in energy. Well, she's
one thing she doesn't. Yes, one thing she does not like is cooking. We have six girls in our family, and she's cooked for a long time, and I know that's one thing she does not like doing. She's done cooking. She keeps saying that.
Well, she also, like so many of us, because we get so much reinforcement about degeneration and aging. She's bought into it big time. Let's see, how many ways has she bought in and how many ways is that about affecting her? Let's see, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 3,100, about 3,300 ways. Let's take every one of those and every interaction between them and every way they've affected her. And let's, again, just wipe that off her hard drive. We want to clear that away. And we want to reprogram. What do you know what some of her happiest thoughts are?
Her happiest thoughts?
Yeah.
Well, I know she likes shopping.
Okay.
She likes dressing up. Like, she likes to look good.
Okay. So let's reprogram to the feeling she has when she's feeling good, when she's shopping, when she's feeling good, you know, kind of at the top of her form. Let's reprogram to that.
Okay.
So we're going to strengthen that in her thinking.
I know she gets frustrated because she goes shopping and she's lost a lot of weight and nothing fits her anymore. And she just wants to look good and find something she likes. And it's been a challenge for her.
Oh, yeah. Let's get her neutral to always feeling down and no energy and depressed when things don't interest her. And let's get her neutral to really feeling great. Like when she's feeling good, she's shopping, she finds something she likes. Let's get her strong for that.
Okay.
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 All right. And let us know how she's doing.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you for your help.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to.
Have a good day. Yeah, take care.
You too. Oh, and we have Joan from British Columbia. Hello, Joan.
Hello.
Hello. What's going on?
I don't know. I just feel like I have a lot of blocks going on, and I was just curious what he might pick up for me or what I need to...
What I'm picking up is a heavy heart. And I'm also picking up some sadness and grief. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm picking up traumas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take any and all traumas, any way they've affected you. They're also from past lives as well. So we want to take any and all traumas. We want to clear those all away. And it feels like some loss. What's the loss you've been experiencing, or losses?
Well, I lost my nephew just a few months ago.
Say that again.
I lost my nephew a few months ago.
Your nephew? Oh, how old? How old was your nephew?
24.
24. And what did the nephew die of?
Pardon?
What, when you say you lost her, what did the nephew die of? What caused her death?
Oh, no. He died from a fentanyl overdose.
From a what?
Accidentally. Fentanyl overdose, a drug overdose.
Oh, drug overdose. Okay. So sadness and grief. Let's take any and all sadness, all grief. Let's also shift to some thanksgiving for the way he was when you think of him the best. Let's be grateful for him being in your life. Be grateful for the good times in his life. And let's strengthen him for an easy transition to another good life, wherever he is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
I get you were feeling sadness and grief at about a level of 40 out of 100. Feels like it's gone down to about a 20. Is that about right?
Yes.
Let's get you neutral to sadness and grief just kind of bringing you down, and neutral to all the happy thoughts bringing you up. So you need to be neutral both ways. So you need to be neutral to the happy thoughts as well. And what are you noticing now?
Yeah, I just feel more peaceful in my body.
Yeah, I feel better energy going into your arms, kind of in your whole body. Now it's gradually headed down to your feet as well. It's helpful when, for instance, if you rub your feet on the floor, just kind of feel the skin on the bottom of your feet from the friction. That kind of helps you get grounded. And if you just kind of explicitly feel gravity right now, for example, even sit up and down a little bit and just notice the effect of gravity.
Okay.
And see, that also seemed to help with the balance of your energy. We're also going to go into your head, by the way, if it's okay. And and we'll strengthen you from left to right, right to left, front to back to front, top to bottom to top, inner to outer, outer to inner, and beyond inner to outer, and beyond outer to inner. And we want to apply that, again, to your whole nervous system, your central nervous system, your peripheral nervous system, your structural body, and all your emotional body, if you will. And what are you noticing now?
I feel more grounded.
Okay, good. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And now we're coming up to a break. And again, this is Leroy Maloof filling in for Colette Stephan. You can reach me at 508-375-6452 or at my email address, leroy@ewbpaul.com. Or my website, ewbp.com. As I say, I've been filling in for Colette on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatcho.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Hi, this is Leroy Maloof. I've been filling in for Colette today on The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I wanted to explain a little bit more. When I mentioned already healed, already done, this came from, you can actually see this on YouTube. It's a practitioner who is observing some Chinese practitioners working on a person with a growth in their body. And they actually are showing the scan that shows the growth. And as the practitioners are working, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and goes away. And it turns out the essence of what these Chinese practitioners were doing, but both saying and feeling, as was what I mentioned earlier, already healed, already done. And as they kept repeating that, it kind of gets the immune system in the body to say, wait a minute, this is already gone. And so it kept working to clear away all the cells that were in that growth. And it's they slowly but surely took it completely away and it was gone. And so it's interesting to look at the different ways we think and how to shift them. And as I mentioned earlier, if you go to my website, ewbp.com, there is an article. If you click on articles, there's an article there called Six Ways, and it gets into more details about how to shift our thinking. One of the times that I was really very strongly affected by shifting thinking was back when I was in college, and I was pretty depressed. I had immigrated from West Texas to New England, and I went to MIT, and it was a big culture change, and I was really down. And my mom sent me a book. I think it's the only book I remember her sending me. And it was The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And in the very back of the book, he had this little exercise, and it was with God's help, I am now emptying my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all events. Feelings of insecurity, feelings of superiority. And I would say this over and over again, and imagining these thoughts just going out of my mind. He said to just image them going away, and you know, use a favorite image, either of like daylight ending or whatever works for you. And then after I would say that over and over until it felt like I was empty. My whole brain was empty. Of course, that was pretty easy. And then I would say, with God's help, I'm now filling my mind with love. And at the time, that was when the advertising for Mr. Clean came out. And so I kind of imagined, as I said, with God's help, I'm now filling my mind with love. I would say it over and over, and I'd imagine Mr. Clean coming in and just my whole body, mind, spirit just lighting up. And pretty soon, I just everything broke free. I wasn't depressed anymore. I was feeling great energy. The energy was so powerful. I could almost see molecules shimmering in the air. And I said, wow, I want to live my life this way, not that other way I was living. And that's been with me all my life. And it kept me also searching for many different ways of being stronger and more fit, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, psychically, spiritually. The good news is that there's literally hundreds of modalities out there. And every one of them works for numerous people. Nothing seems to work for everyone. So this modality that I've created, energetic well-being process, is one of many. So what I do is when people want to learn, I actually teach them. I have a workshop coming up in January. It's actually a 10 webinars where I'll be teaching people how to do this. You can learn this. You can learn more about it at ewbp.com. And it gives you more information and shows you some of the topics we'll be covering as well. Also, if you have any questions, you can always reach me at the contact information. As I said, this is Leroy Maloof. I've been filling in for Colette today. The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. As always, it is a pleasure to connect with all of you out there in the audience. And a big thank you to Catherine, Mark, Barb, and Joan for coming on and sharing their stories and letting me work with them. Colette will be back next week, again, Wednesday, 8 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm pretty far Eastern. I live on Cape Cod. It's a beautiful place. So again, thank you for coming aboard, and we'll see you again sometime.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.